For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The Canvas system, a digital learning tool used by colleges and universities nationwide, is back up after a cyber attack caused it to go offline. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports on how college campuses were impacted.
A cyber attack breach shut down Canvas on Thursday and most of Friday. Canvas is a management system used by the CSU, UC, and community college systems to provide exams, grades, and lectures to students. Solomon Smith, a fourth-year computer science student at Cal State San Bernardino, says he was cramming for a final exam online when he noticed Canvas was down.
That just kind of threw, you know, all of my classmates into, like, pure chaos.
Luca Carmigliani is a professor at San Diego State University. Carmigliani says he tried to make sure there were minimal disruptions for students.
It was a little bit scary because it showed how, you know, reliable we are on these tools, and if something goes wrong, it's actually really, really tricky.
CSU officials said in a statement that they're working to determine how the breaches may impact students and faculty. Meanwhile, UC officials said they're making, quote, risk-based decisions on how to restore Canvas at their campuses. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in San Bernardino.
With just over 3 weeks to the primary election, Governor Gavin Newsom still says he won't weigh in on the race to replace him. That's despite a crowded race for Democratic candidates that's raised concerns about a possible Democratic lockout. Cap Radio's politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald asked Newsom at a press conference Friday morning why he didn't want to make an endorsement.
These are Democratic primaries. There are a lot of people that I've worked with for many, many years. I've made this point again. We can roll back the tape in many different occasions, many different settings. And so that's why. It's just the basis of prior relationships and the respect for, you know, I was there myself.
Newsom says his main focus is making sure a Democrat makes it to the general election, but that he wouldn't do so by making an endorsement. Recent polls show former Attorney General Javier Becerra pulling ahead of other Democrats in the field. Billionaire Tom Steyer and former Congresswoman Katie Porter are shortly behind. Steve Hilton is the leading Republican. Federal no-tax-on-tips policies don't automatically apply to state income taxes. A bill in the California legislature aims to change that by aligning state tax codes with federal policy. It's by San Bernardino Republican Senator Rosalie Ochoa-Bogue.
Now that the federal government has adopted this policy, we have the opportunity to do the same. Conformity will provide even more relief to the millions of people who support our state's world-class service and hospitality industries. I hope you'll join me in supporting this important effort to help Californians keep more money in their pockets.
The bill would allow an itemized deduction up to $25,000 for qualified tips in taxable years 2026 through 2028. The measure has passed the Senate Revenue and Taxation Committee. It heads next to Appropriations. Republicans returning to Washington on Monday are facing questions about a $1 billion Senate security proposal that could help pay for President Donald Trump's ballroom. Democrats say they will try to defeat it. Senate Republicans added the money for White House security to a spending bill that would restore funding for immigration enforcement agencies that Democrats have blocked since February. The steep security proposal was put forward after a man was charged with trying to assassinate Trump at the White House Correspondents Association dinner last month. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said Democrats will try to strip the security proposal from the bill. A resource fair focused on Riverside County residents who may be suffering mental health complications, as well as relatives and friends who want to help them, is slated for next weekend in Riverside. The Art of Wellness event is part of Mental Health Month, recognized every May by the county. The four-hour fair is set to start at 11:30 a.m. May 14th in Fairmount Park. For more information on the event, visit ruhealth.org/events. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.